All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, August 23rd of 2025. Looking ahead here, college football is officially back. It is week zero with a showdown already underway. And good luck to all of you playing some college football action this weekend. As well, we had round three of PGA get underway today. We had a 12-fight MMA card very, very early this morning. So that's underway. And we had soccer. In case you guys didn't know, we do have soccer projections now in the app. A two-game early MLB starting here in about 30 minutes. We have a three-game WNBA slate in about an hour and a half. There's just so much going on today. The three-game college football slate is later this afternoon, it looks like. And then there's an MLB main slate here somewhere. I cannot find it. But either way, ton of DFS action coming at you all weekend here. Going to be an action-packed weekend. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third, by post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. I found the MLB slate. It is a 9-game MLB slate later today. And then there's also a cup race for NASCAR today. So I don't think there is any shortage of DFS action coming at you. If you guys aren't signed up with us, want to check us out. We do have a 5-day no strings attached free trial. Details to that are in the description of this video. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. And we do have a new video out. It is this watch my step-by-step guide to beat college football DFS. You can also find it, I am sure, in Saber School. So you click Saber School, top right corner, how to beat college football DFS in 2025, newly released a video. I would check that out before the main slate later today. If you guys are playing here, and we could also talk a little bit of college football DFS here. So that is probably where we will be at today. As far as questions go, we did have two questions come in prior to the show. First one here. Hi, Andrew. I have a quick question. If I'm playing in two different contests. Wait, this isn't the one I wanted to read. Okay, actually, hold on. I was prepared for this one first, actually. This is the first question. Hey, Andrew, just returning to SaberSim after a break. I saw a post about the sweat station. Can you share more info about what that is and when it may be coming to beta/production? Yeah, so sweat station is something we are very excited about. We're trying to enhance the experience for users when a slate is in progress. We ran basically like a test of it for the Fantasy Baseball World Championship. Over on beta, you can see it if you're on Ultimate or higher here. First thing is like updated game cards. These are going to update in real time. So like imagine out by out adjustments or at bat by at bat, really, right? Because you don't have to get out. So these will be updating in real time as a slate is happening. And then there's going to be a bunch of improvements to the live leaderboard. The slate's over, so it doesn't look as cool as it does when the slate is in progress. But basically a bunch of updates to how the live leaderboard looks and works and the ways you could chop up the information and the data. So we're still working on this. It's over on beta, but I'm hoping, I think this might be right, to have it ready before week one NFL, which would be something that we would really like to do. So pretty excited for that and more information to come on the sweat station front. All right. Next question. Hi, Andrew. I have a quick question. If I'm playing in two different contests with varying maximum entries, say 50 in one and 100 in the other, when I adjust exposures post-simulation, does SaberSim apply those exposures across the total number of lineups in play, or does it adjust them separately for each contest? I just want to confirm if I'm setting the correct exposures for each contest. Okay, so the way this works, right? Let's say I, you know, open up my lineups section, and let's get rid of this. And then let's say, you know, I have two groups, right? We said one has 50 and the other one has 100. Okay, there are my two groups. And then let's say, you know, I come over to the table, right, and I start setting some min and max exposures. So min and max exposures get sent to each group individually, okay? So what is happening here is if I set a 50% max exposure to Maverick here, the 50% goes to group one, and then the 50% goes to group two. So it is not a total exposure, right? So this one, this top group will have 50 lineups, and then the second one will have 25 maximum, all right? It's not like, oh, the top one I could have 75 and the bottom one I could have zero, and then that's, you know, 50% of like the total, right? Doesn't work like that. So exposures get sent to each group individually. So that's just something to be mindful of. Be a little bit cautious with when you're, you know, have like a bunch of single entries and stuff like that. So keep that in mind. All right. Two quick questions there. Gives us an opportunity to jump into a slate demo here. All right. So, Sarahville lineups, 3-game college football main slate later today. Let's get rid of the second group. And say we're building, you know, 150 lineups, 5,000 lineups, got to make two adjustments, two projections. I'm not like a college football handicapper, so I'm mostly just trusting the information that the data team provides here. I think that information is very good. And I'm going to be building lineups here. So you can learn about a sport just kind of by looking at the slider settings, I'd say. So like here, right, 3-game slate, correlation's at 2, sim diversity is at 9. This means that correlation matters a little bit. High upside outcomes matter a lot, probably because it's a 3-game slate. Could also look at player correlations, right? Okay, hey, we see some high correlations, 0.39, 0.3, 0.22. We see these quarterbacks are normally distributed. We can look at other positions, right? Okay, what if I look at a receiver? Okay, a little bit more of like a tail to the right. Running backs, a little bit more of like a tail to the right. So kind of tells me like, okay, quarterbacks are a little bit more consistent. Wide receivers and running backs have a lot of upside, but they're, I would say like almost like their value matters like a little bit less, the less normally distributed that they are. You can also see this usually by looking at like their 50th percentile. So like I look at a receiver, Ashlock, 18.92 average projection, but a 17.3 50th percentile. So like this means that he has some very high ceiling games that kind of pull his mean up, but his median is actually like a little bit lower, right? Like a point and a half. So just trying to get a feel for like consistency and like range of outcomes and correlation and how all those things kind of work with college football. Obviously, we will have contest flashback for college football. So should give you guys plenty of opportunity to study your lineups, see what kind of stacks and different things are out there and which ones are grading out well. So keep that in mind. All right. So let's get into this. I want to set up my table a little bit different. Team salary. Don't need adjusted own. Don't need SS own. Don't need two projection columns. I don't care too much about opponents. Don't care too much about position. Status can move. Dollar exposure can move for me. Let's put exposure. Let's put leverage, ownership. Yeah, that's kind of how I like to view my stuff. It's all personalization. Okay, then let's drag this out a little bit. You can see some of these aggregate metrics. Okay, cool. So this is I'm basically ready to start analyzing here, right? We're doing 115 lineups. We have 68.1 average projection, 125 average projection, 68% average ROI here. I am going to use compact or turn off compact view here. All right, so we sort by exposure here. One double-digit leverage to Maverick in who is the highest projected player slash quarterback on the slate here. So 62% expected ownership. We have 75%. We're really not that high over the field here. We have a pool percentage for him of about 70%. So his pool percentage is higher than his ownership, and we're getting even a little bit more than that at 75%. I think that kind of checks the box for me as to like, hey, is it okay to have, you know, this leverage to this player? And based on like his pool and everything, question here related to this. How would I set a rule for only specific positions in the Superflex? Say I only want quarterback in the Superflex. Yeah, we could definitely cover this. So what I would do is I would probably do this pre-build first off, right? So like, let's open up a new build. All right, so I would go to the S-Flex. And then what I would do is I would actually use the position column here. Okay. So what I would do is I would right click on it. I would select running backs and receivers. And then I would use the mass uncheck button to uncheck all of the running backs and receivers. And then I would go back and select all. Now only the quarterbacks are going to be chosen here. So now only the quarterbacks are available to be used in the Superflex. So I would do this pre-build. That way all of your lineups that are built can be built with two quarterbacks, and then you can analyze it from there. But that is the easiest way or quickest way, in my opinion, just using table filtering to get all of the other positions out of like eligibility. All right. So we go back to our build here. MN said, awesome, thanks. You're welcome. All right, going back to our build that we were working on. Stack exposures. I don't think these are... Well, what should I say here? Okay, so this lineup effectively has two different QB plus twos, but it only listed as one, okay? So just be aware of that. Our team's kind of talking about ways that we can enhance that. It's not something we've built out yet, but I think it is something we're going to build out here in the future. So I don't know how important looking at stack exposures like truly is. You can look at what teams you have the most stacks of. And then you could obviously like check some of the individual positions. But all in all, we don't really have that much leverage anywhere, in my opinion. I think it's like a pretty good set of lineups. I would be happy leaving it as is, and I'd be happy saving this and uploading it to my contest. So that is our first look at college football this season, which is pretty fun. Outside of that, I didn't know we had so many sports starting so early today. Like, MMA is maybe done. College football showdowns on underway. Three games late later today. We have round three golf. We have a 9-game MLB main slate. 2-game early slate coming up here pretty soon. NASCAR later today. WNBA 3-game slate. About an hour out. We always have League of Legends. There's preseason going on. Reminder, we don't have preseason projections, but you can use our optimizer to build lineups. One quick note on this. This actually came up earlier today. For some of these preseason slates, you might have to change the minimum salary to zero when you build. Our minimax salaries are like, they're set based on the sport. So like, we don't differentiate between preseason and preseason NFL and NFL. Like it's all NFL. So like, our minimum salary is for NFL, but it's mostly tailored to regular season. So if you're building using preseason, I saw somebody having trouble generating enough lineups, and the min salary is at 57,000 for FanDuel. If we lowered it to zero, it would work. So just keep that in mind. If you guys are doing preseason, you guys are having trouble generating builds, first thing I would try, changing minimum salary to zero there. So that's one thing to note. Another note, in case anybody's missed it in recent days, we do have projections for EPL soccer now. So these are provided by Sam, one of our partners that we work with here. He also does our COD projections. And we can look. So these are up in here. No sims. So contest sims won't work. No ownership, but we do have projections. And then I don't know if there's any COD slates going on this time of year, but we do also have COD projections. So we're expanding all this out slowly but surely. Super fun to always be supporting new sports and building out tools for them, and then hopefully sims soon enough. All right, let me take a peek here in the Discord. Looks like we're all caught up with questions there, caught up with questions here in the YouTube chat as well. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.